One person has been killed and at least 200 people injured across Kenya during protests against government plans to raise taxes. The Independent Policing Oversight Authority has alleged the 29-year-old's death is a result of a police shooting. Five rights groups, which include Amnesty International and the Kenya Medical Association, have said in a joint statement police were firing tear gas and water cannons to disperse protesters in the capital, Nairobi, and that the presence of spent cartridges implies the use of live rounds. Rights activist Khalid Hussein says the man's death is evidence of disturbing official conduct.
It's really shocking to learn that we are living in a country where youth are losing their lives for merely exercising their constitutional rights. And they were doing so peaceably. They were not armed. As everyone saw, this was one of the most peaceful processions we've ever seen in this country. And despite that, the police had the guts to use excessive force and kill innocent youth.